And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 5th of May, 2013. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, commemorating the Mexican victory over the French in the Battle of Puebla, 1862. 8,000 well-armed French troops were routed by 4,000 ill-equipped Mexican soldiers. Not a crucial battle, but a symbol of Mexican pride, a celebration of Mexican culture in this country, and adopted by many Americans, regardless of their heritage, as St. Patrick's Day has been, or Oktoberfest, and heavily promoted by beer companies. It's the birthday of Søren Kierkegaard, born in Copenhagen, 1813, son of a wealthy wool merchant who left his son enough money to be financially independent for the rest of his life. Kierkegaard, who rarely left Copenhagen but enjoyed walking around the city, chatting with people he met, including people of the servant or working class who wealthy people ordinarily would ignore. And he wrote philosophy. It was Kierkegaard who gave us the idea of subjectivity, the idea that we all perceive the world differently, and the leap of faith, the idea that faith is not possible without doubt, that one must doubt the existence of God to have faith in the existence of God. He published books at his own expense, including Either Or, Works of Love, and The Sickness Unto Death. It's the birthday of the crusading journalist Nellie Bly, born Elizabeth Jane Cochran in Armstrong County, Pennsylvania, 1864. Nellie Bly was her pen name. She wrote exposés of working conditions in factories and sweatshops, sometimes working there undercover. She wrote in Pittsburgh and then at Joseph Pulitzer's New York World, where she posed as a mentally ill person. She convinced doctors that she was mentally ill and so was committed to the notorious Blackwell's Island Women's Lunatic Asylum and lived there for 10 days and wrote all about it. It's the birthday of the man who said, "No man is lonely while eating spaghetti," Christopher Morley, born Haverford, Pennsylvania, 1890. Prolific author, wrote 100 books, including novels like Parnassus on Wheels and Kitty Foyle, a sentimental bestseller in 1939 about an Irish-American office girl. And it's the birthday of Kay Gibbons, born Nash County, North Carolina, 1960, author of the novel Ellen Foster, based on her own childhood. She was the daughter of a poor tobacco farmer. Her mother committed suicide when the girl was 10, and her father drank himself to death a year later. She said it was the sort of childhood that encourages someone to either become a writer or to rob convenience stores. Here's a poem for today by Carol Ann Duffy, entitled The Dead. They're very close to us, the dead. Us in our taxis, them in their hearses, waiting for the lights to change. We give them precedence. So close to us, unknown, on television, dead from hunger, earthquake, war, suicide bomber, tsunami. We count the numbers. The famous dead, a double glamour, we buy their music, movies, memoirs. Oh, Elizabeth Taylor as Cleopatra in glorious technicolor. In Venice, we glimpse the dead drift to the island cemetery across the lagoon. We float our gondolas along the green canals and do not die. A poem by Carol Ann Duffy, The Dead, from her collection The Bees, published by Faber & Faber and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well. Do good work and keep in touch.